talking with Julie Sibbing from the National Advocacy Center of the National Wildlife Federation. And Julie, first of all, tell me a little bit about your role. You're director of agricultural programs for this group. You know, tell me your role with the National Wildlife Federation and how what you're trying to do with them fits with production agriculture.
Well, I've worked with the National Wildlife Federation for about 11 years, and our agriculture program is one that's designed, not surprisingly, around wildlife and how to figure out how to work with agriculture, both ranching and production agriculture, to figure out how to make sure wildlife have a place to live and habitat that they need on the agricultural landscape. Of course, we care about soil and water quality as well, but working with them on a voluntary basis or through the conservation programs and increasingly actually trying to figure out ways to help them grow biomass to take advantage of the next generation of bioenergy. We work a lot on that as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, obviously, we've got 2012 Farm Bill. We're not sure if it's going to be a quick right or it's going to extend sometime into 2012. But the conservation title has gotten more important, really, all the way since the late 80s when we established Conservation Reserve Program. It's gotten more and more important as a part of the Farm Bill. What are some things that you want to see included in this next rewrite?
Well, first of all, I'd just say that the conservation title has become a really important part of the Farm Bill, and I think a lot of farmers would agree that the conservation title has been really helpful to them in their efforts to improve their operations, both financially as well as for the environment. Our concern right now is that the appropriations committees, that those who decide on spending for the Farm Bill, have really taken a cutting to the conservation title and especially to the programs that deal with wildlife. Just yesterday, the Senate passed their version of the bill, and they cut $725 million out of the conservation title. They also cut the rural development title. Most other titles were not touched. And what was cut deepest were programs like the Wildlife Habitats Incentives Program, the Grasslands Reserve Program, which is extremely popular here in Oklahoma, was cut in half. We're really frankly worried as we go into this next Farm Bill, what's going to happen to the conservation title in general, and what's going to happen to these programs that benefit wildlife?
And in your mind, obviously, you know, when these folks outside of agriculture, they look at these pots of money, both the farm title, the Title I, as well as the conservation title, they see money, and that obviously that's what they're doing. They're just trying to basically grab funds for other priorities.
Well, there's going to be tight funding, as we all know, and we talked to Mr. Lucas's folks yesterday. We're all just kind of waiting to find out how much money there's going to be to write a farm bill, and we're all working on that, you know, trying to make sure there's enough money to write a fair farm bill that takes care of agriculture, takes care of all these needs for the public, like soil and water conservation, takes care of wildlife. What we're just asking is that wildlife don't bear the lion's share of the cuts, that it's, you know, it's a fair process where everybody has to take a little cut back maybe, but that one part of the Farm Bill doesn't bear all the cuts.
You mentioned a couple of programs. Tell me about, you know, give me a little more insight of why these particular programs are so important to wildlife interest, both the Grasslands Reserve but also the WHIP program.
Well, the Grasslands Reserve Program has never been a very large program, but in our mind, it's one of the most important programs. We just hosted a national grasslands conference up in South Dakota last month, and the fact is there's less than 5% of our native grasslands left in this country, and there's so many wildlife species that depend on these native grasslands. You see it in the form of species like the lesser prairie chicken that are now, you know, being considered for listing. There's a lot of species out there that if we don't do more to protect grasslands, we're going to see more species entering into this endangered species process. Nobody wants to see that. The Grasslands Reserve Program is really popular here in Oklahoma because it's not taking that land out of production. What it's doing is it's helping ranchers keep that land in ranching. Cattle are completely compatible with good wildlife, and we want to see the ranching lifestyle preserved. We'd like to see more grassland reserve programs so that we can make it economically viable for ranchers to continue to do their operations and not have to let that land be broken up to grow more crops.
Obviously, these are all cost-share programs.
The grassland reserve program is actually an easement program where you will purchase the rights to not have that land broken up and put into development or cropland for 30 years or permanently. there are cost share programs like the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program, which has also been just critical to landowners who want to do some kind of practice, some kind of management activity to benefit wildlife on their property. The government will help cost share that, and you guys get to benefit from better hunting and better fishing opportunities.
One program that is more of a marquee type program is CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. And I know originally, obviously, here on the Great Plains anyway, it was all about, you know, setting aside land that was pretty fragile because of wind erosion. But the benefits to wildlife have been considerable.
Absolutely. CRP, as everybody's been calling it, the golden arc for wildlife species, used to be up to 39 million acres. We took a huge cut in the last farm bill. It's been lowered down to 32 million acres, and a lot of people are talking about reducing it even further going into this next farm bill. That would be a huge, huge mistake in our estimation, not just for wildlife, which would be, you know, an immeasurable damage, but also because a lot of that land was taken out of production originally for a purpose. There may be a little bit of good land in there, but there's not a lot of it. A lot of it was taken out because it's marginal and shouldn't have been in production. And frankly, you know, I think a lot of this land will go back into production because of corn prices, bean prices, cotton prices, and a few years down the road, we're going to pay the price.
Do you see your group that you represent, do you see an ability to work with some of our traditional agricultural organizations in this next farm bill on these type of issues?
Well, you know, the one thing that everybody says is everybody loves conservation, and it's for a lot of the farm groups, it's their second most popular thing. Unfortunately, you know, it has to be our top priority, and all the production agriculture groups like conservation. It's great. It's voluntary. It pays farmers. It puts money in their pocket and often even helps them earn more money on their operation. The problem is, you know, everybody's fighting for their little piece of the pie. They might like their direct payments. They might like improved risk management, improved disaster aid. But I think a lot of them are being short-sighted if they're not considering the fact that conservation, not only does it put money in their pocket, but it makes their operation viable, not just today, but through into the future, makes it more viable.
Okay. Any insights? You being inside the Beltway and where you're located at. Any insights on what you see for timing at this point? I mean, obviously the conversation with the Lucas folks yesterday, but you know, how is this thing going to play out as we hit this election year?
Well, we do know that the Senate wants to start hearings right away, and we do expect them to start hearings at least to start talking about it. But all eyes right now are on the super committee trying to figure out what kind of number they're going to give us, and that will entirely determine the timing for the farm bill.